What's up, movie lovers? And or people that are just forced to have to listen to this because you're on break at Ono Radio Show. Welcome to another edition of 2 Cent Cinema. I'm Tom. This is a little tiny podcast where I just talk about movies, if I liked them, if I hated them. Maybe I was a little on the meh train with them. But most recently, I peeked a flick on Netflix. Not really sure even what I think about the movie after I saw it. I was one of those just kind of perusing Netflix late at night. Everybody knows that feeling. There's a bajillion options. You can never truly choose what you're ever going to watch. I chose The Package, a 2018 comedy, I guess, in essence, about a group of teenage friends going on a spring break camping trip when an unfortunate accident occurs where the group have to set off on a race against time to save their friend's most prized possession. AKA, their friend's dick gets cut off, and a group of teenagers have to race to get their friend's dick to their friend. That's basically the logline pitch of this film. I went into it knowing a little bit about it. It's very cheeky. I think the thumbnail is just one of those giant eggplant emojis on Netflix. I heard rumblings of it, of the shock factor of it. Also heard that the Workaholics guys were involved with it. Made perfect sense. This is right up their alley. If you saw Game Over Man recently, I think that was another one they put out this year. In the same vein of just their style of comedy, it's very shocky. They go there a lot. They show a lot of dicks. there's no exception to the rule in The Package. It just kind of came out of nowhere. A lot of no-name actors in it. Maybe they'll take off from this particular movie. But basically a lot of younger actors. The only person from Workaholics in it was Blake Anderson. He plays just some weird redneck character. But, you know, it was from start to finish just kind of a what-the-fuck movie. It has all the tropes of that kind of like teenage comedy thing going on. Guy likes a girl and he's trying to kind of impress her throughout the movie. You know, there's this like ginger kid with a scuzzy mustache. He reminds me to be kind of like the snarky, to compare him to a super badass character like Jonah Hill's character. He's very kind of wry humor. But very funny. They give him a lot of the funny lines. You know, and I guess that's kind of the problem with these movies, is coming from a day and age when Superbad existed, which was really good when it came out. I remember when Superbad came out. And it was kind of this first look into like, oh, wow, a very adult-style comedy set in high school. You know, so a lot of kids swear, they talk very vulgar. It was a very kind of real representation of what it was like when you were a kid in high school. Flash forward to now, there's been thousands of movies in its footsteps. What sets this film apart? Definitely dicks. Definitely all about, they play on the fact that they can show a severed fucking dick, you know, a good amount of times. You know, I would say, I don't know what this would be rated. I assume it was R. I mean, yeah, it's definitely got to be R. There's no rating here. I don't see it on IMDb. But it's not one of those, hey, watch it with your kids and laugh kind of thing. I mean, watch it with your kids and laugh if you want to have a very long conversation after where you're going into detail and having to explain to your child maybe even, A, what a penis is. Or there's going to be just a lot of convoluted, strange conversations. So maybe wait on that one. But if you're an adult and you want to laugh, or you're just, I don't know, you're fucking late in your teens and you want to laugh, this is up your alley, you know? But it's just all over the place. You know, that was my problem with it too, watching it. It's you know, it's all about these friends trying to get this cut-off dick to their friend. The whole story of how that happens is insanely outlandish. They're out in the wilderness on a camping trip, and the kid just cuts his dick off with a switchblade. I mean, spoiler alert. Whatever. You know, I think that's even in the trailer. Like, you know what you're seeing. You know what you're getting into. But the antics that this dick go through is just unreal. Like, they just put this dick through the ringer. And it is all just kind of weird shit and all this little, you know, these little sexual innuendos. And again, it's so to the vein of the Workaholics guys because it's just still like gaspy, shocky stuff, you know? I mentioned Game Over, man. That was very much like that. And a lot of it has to do with dicks. I think a dick gets cut off in that movie, too. Honestly, they got a thing with dicks getting cut off. That just must be the one thing that gets circled on their dry erase board when they're writing. It's like has to go into their formula. Need a severed dick somewhere in this, guys. But this one, this movie got the, you know, the main star treatment. And yeah, it's insanely outlandish. It's rushed in some places, you can see. And they did their best to kind of put a big bow on it and wrap it all together. You know, I wouldn't say I hated it. I wouldn't say I loved it. I did get through it. I felt at times a little agony getting through it. I think they, you know, they try to tug on a little, like, you know, love story in the, amidst all this. And they're always trying to kind of twist you and turn you. With the whole race against the clock is very prevalent. The kids themselves were okay. You know, I'd mention, you know, a handful of them in detail. Maybe some of them will go on and do bigger, better things. I had never really seen any of these actors anywhere else. The guy who gets his dick cut off, I mean, he really had to act. This guy, Eduardo Franco. He's a goofy fucking looking dude. You know, he plays that pretty well. And, you know, it kind of churns and burns. It's a decently long movie. It says here it's 1 hour and 34 minutes, so you're in for a sit. And you're in for a few featured dick moments in that 1 hour, 34 minutes. But yeah, I guess, you know, this is in the helm of Netflix popping content out like it's going out of style. That's their thing. This had to be probably part of some deal they made with the Workaholics guys. They already gave them Game Over, man. This may be their second of their deal. Good Lord knows what's in store for us in the future. I would assume there'll be a cutoff dick in it. But yeah, if you want to check it out, it is on Netflix right now. You can give it a whirl. It's called The Package. And all pun intended. That's it for this 2 Cent Cinema. Thank you for listening. And now, go back to whatever you were doing before this. Later.